Part three, a national health hospital.
Say ah.
Where's the spawn man?
On this hat stand. Though we did our best, he's much better.
And how are you feeling now, my poor man?
I'm fine, thank you.
He means me, you nit!
So you were the victim of the spawning, a Finchley child of no fixed trousers.
I was heavily spunned in all areas below the knees. Spun it went. Spun, spun, spun. Up it came, spun. And down it went, spunny. Spunny. How I love you, how I love you, my dear. Honey.
Tell me the whole story.
I must tell you the whole story.
From the beginning.
I did not know that.
Right.
Well, Abbas coming back from morning classes one evening in her park, and I was brushing the grass off my knees when suddenly...
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, there's some smashing noises, aren't there?
What? Remove those evil thoughts from your mind to mine.
Never! I can get them free on the national health.
Gad, I must vote Labour next time.
They're all red hot Labour in this ward.
So this is the Labour ward.
Up!
Thank you.
Oh, look, here comes someone on a stretcher.
So they stretch people here. Poor man, bandaged from head to throat. A victim of some fool. What happened, my good man?
You threw me through a window, you fool.
That reminds me, this photo you sold me is not of a spawn, but a military gentleman in Africa. Who is he? Speak up, or I'll confiscate your teeth.
No, no, I'll tell you. It's Major Dennis Bloodnock. He owns the film rights of the Wolfen Report.
What? Walt Disney will never forgive him. After him!